Decoding Lens Cards, DRHP.
Media veteran Sameer Nair unpacks OTT, AI and microdramas.
Are neobanks relevant anymore? Let's deep dive.
IT committee flags fund underuse in Meti's PLI chip schemes.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hey Chandra, hi. Let's begin with Lenskart. Looks like the firm has filed their IPO papers and there's plenty to look at.
The eyewear giant is eyeing a ₹2,150 crore listing with a heavy focus on offer for sale. That means exits, and some investors are cashing out in style.
Founders, early backers like SoftBank, Temasek and Premji Invest are all in the OFS. Interestingly, Neha Bansal is clocking around 2.4 times better return than the company's CEO Piyush Bansal, who still takes home a 5.7 times gain over AlphaWave.
It's not just about exits though. Lenskart's got expansion plans in Clearview, ₹272 crore to set up 620 new stores, nearly ₹600 crore for lease deposits, and over 200 crores for Lens Labs and AI-led fulfillment.
Also in focus is the marketing budget. So around ₹320 crore will go into building the brand. And if you're curious about the salaries, we also reported it. Piyush Bansal is set to earn about ₹6 crore per year, while co-founders Neha and Amit will draw about ₹3 crore each from April 2025.
Now, apart from this, they have also announced an acquisition in the DRHP. They have acquired an 80% stake in the Spanish company Stelio Ventures, which operates the brand Meller, as it looks to increase its focus on Gen Z and millennial customers. And like we reported earlier, Piyush Bansal has bought shares from some investors like SoftBank and Kedara at a steep discount. So his shares were bought at a valuation of $1 billion. Next up, from IPOs to OTTs, Sameer Nair, the man behind hits like Criminal Justice and The Hunt, is back in the spotlight with some fresh moves. Now remember, he is a veteran of the broadcasting and media industry and the person who launched shows such as Kaun Banega Crorepati and Kyunki Saas Bhi Kabhi Bahu Thi for Star India.
Yes, so like you mentioned, Chandra, under his banner Applause Entertainment, Nair delivered a strong streaming slate in 2025. Criminal Justice Season 4 even became the most watched original of the year.
But he's not stopping at streaming. Nair's now aiming for the big screen, planning to build a movie studio under Applause. So after a run on OTT, he believes films could drive the next growth wave.
So what about AI in content? So Nair says it's useful for short form creation, but hasn't cracked long form storytelling yet. And Applause is exploring partnerships, including with Google. But for now, human creativity still runs the show, according to him.
Also, while microdramas are trending, Nair says no thanks. He's staying focused on full scale storytelling with high production values.
Yes, and we spoke about this. Kyunki Saas Bhi Kabhi Bahu Thi is back on air. Nair, who originally produced it, says rebooting shows get too much flack in India and welcome the show's relaunch. And finally, India's neobank story is getting a rewrite.
That's right. So neobanks in India were once positioned as sleek, branchless alternatives to traditional banking, but now many of them are quietly pivoting, moving from digital banks to digital financial services platforms.
Yes, the core problem, they don't have banking licenses. That means no deposits, no direct lending and no regulatory trust here, which leaves them dependent on partner banks and struggling for profitability.
So firms like Jupiter and FiMoney have shifted gears. Instead of banking, they now offer Forex free cards, SIPs, lending products and personal finance tools. Essentially, they look like every other fintech now.
Yes, so meanwhile, Razorpay X is carving out a niche by helping SMEs with operations from payroll to tax dispersals, areas traditional banks often overlook.
But with UPI dominating the payment space and legacy banks offering strong digital platforms, neobanks are struggling to stand out. They are no longer trying to be banks. They are forced to evolve into finance utilities, solving specific problems with sleek tech.
Before we wrap, the Ministry of Electronics and IT, or MeitY, has come under fire for underutilizing funds in two of its flagship schemes that are the PLI for Electronics and India's Semiconductor Program.
Yes, so according to the latest report from the IT Standing Committee, over 1,500 crores from last year's revised budget just didn't get spent. Over 70% of that came from these two ambitious schemes.
Yes, so especially glaring was the semiconductor fund, where only 45% of the allocated amount was used. So the committee called this a sign of poor planning.
So we've now asked the ministry to provide meeting records and action steps. On a related note, there's progress on the Digital Personal Data Protection Act too. Beta versions are out and 20 awareness workshops have been conducted.
All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thank you, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya and Chandra signing off.
You were listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.